There's been an incredible explosion of therapy for inflammatory bowel disease. Remarkable progress in all kinds of therapy, including what are now called biologic therapies. Mm-hmm. What kinds of therapies are available at this time?
What is wonderful is that we do have now a whole menu of options. Even 20, 30 years ago, we really didn't have very many effective therapies for the treatment of inflammatory bowel diseases. Often patients were treated with recurrent courses of steroids. Steroids are medications that have been around a long time.
Such as prednisone.
And they do treat inflammation. They treat inflammation acutely. But the problem is that the medications themselves, medicines like prednisone, when used over the long term, can have serious complications for the patients. And so they're really only meant to be a short-term reduction of inflammation. And now we have other medicines that can take over for that prednisone with better side effect profiles, with better data on using over the long term. One of the things about inflammatory bowel diseases, like many other autoimmune conditions, is that these are chronic diseases, meaning that we don't yet have a cure for inflammatory bowel disease. We have great medications that can help to put a patient in remission. And what I mean by remission is get them symptom-free and get the inflammation healed up in their bowel. But it's important to recognize that they will need to continue to take medications to treat that and to prevent that inflammation from coming back. The biologic medications that you mentioned are one class of drugs that we now have many different options of for the treatment of inflammatory bowel diseases. There are now three main classes of these medications, all of which treat the inflammation in a different fashion. I often will tell patients, we have to think of a lot of different ways to treat the inflammation. Some of these medicines turn off inflammation at the systemic level, meaning they turn off inflammation all over the body. And that's why some of the medicines we use are also used in other autoimmune conditions that you'll be highlighting on this podcast series. We also have a newer class of biologic medications that's gut-specific, meaning it actually only targets the gut itself. And so there are a broad array of options, and I often will individually tailor the medicine choice based on the patient in front of me.
So the first class were drugs that target an inflammatory mediator called tumor necrosis factor, or TNF. And there are several options now to block.
There are several.
And the gut-specific ones, give me some examples of those.
Sure. So there's a new class of medications for the treatment of both Crohn's disease and ulcerative colitis called an anti-integrin therapy. One of these is vedolizumab. This is a gut-specific medication that blocks how inflammatory cells stick to the lining of the gut. And by blocking this gut-specific integrin called alpha-4 beta-7, we're able to selectively block inflammation in the gut without having the medicine treat inflammation elsewhere. And that can be very advantageous in scenarios where we don't want to have someone have more systemic, what we call immunosuppression, drop their not only their inflammation, but suppress their immune system more systemically. And so this medicine can be gut-specific. We also have another class of medications now, not only just the TNF-alpha inhibitors, but we have a class of medicines that blocks interleukin 12 and 23, which is another mechanism of systemic inflammation. And this medicine, ustekinumab, or Stelara, is also approved in psoriatic arthritis, so an inflammatory joint and skin condition, but it's now been approved in Crohn's disease. And so what's very nice is that we now have several options. Not everyone responds to the first medication we try. And it's very important that we find the right medication for the right patient. And I think emphasizing to patients that there are all these options. So just if you failed one class of medications, there still may be other options for treatment that can be quite effective.
Most of these are infusions that patients get at varying intervals. And all of them, or the vast majority of them, have untoward side effects. They can, by definition, they're suppressing one's normal response to inflammation. The question then comes, can one ever stop these medications? When it's become easier to figure out how to start them, but when do you stop them for a patient, for example, with Crohn's disease? Or if you start one of these medicines, if you're a patient, does that mean you're going to take it for life?
That's a very common question. And the answer is for right now, we know that these medications are something called a monoclonal antibody. Whereas if once we start it, if we are to stop it, we may not be able to come back to this same class of medication, as the patient may actually develop something called antibodies where the medication will no longer be effective. So I often will talk to my patients and say, we want to find the right combination of medicines that gets your disease in remission, under control, and you feeling well. Once we do that, we address every 6 months. How are you? How are you tolerating this medication? How is your inflammation doing? And we judge the risks and the benefits of that therapy. Often, it's the benefit to keep going and to stay on that therapy in order to keep that inflammation under control and to keep that patient doing well. But obviously, it's a matter of readjustment and reassessment. And as more and more therapies become available, it may be that there's an alternate therapy that may be better for that patient. But I do think right now, with Crohn's disease and ulcerative colitis, it's important to recognize that likely a medication will be required to keep that inflammation under control and keep that patient doing well.
It's also important for the patient to figure out what symptoms they're having while on these medications and keep a record of that, too, because that may prompt a trial of another drug.
Absolutely. We ask our patients not only to document their symptoms, but we will also monitor other factors, things like levels of C-reactive protein, which is an inflammatory marker in their blood, or sometimes we even assess stool markers of inflammation. Ways for us to understand, is this therapy still working? Not only are they feeling well, but have there been any changes kind of in these biomarkers along the way? And sometimes we actually need to repeat that a colonoscopy or an endoscopy, a GI procedure, to assess how the inflammation is doing on their therapy to help us to make some of those decisions.